Well, a new global survey shows that Muslim countries in the Middle East and South Asia view China more favorably than the United States. Let's have a more detailed view on the survey.
The study was done by the Washington-based Pew Research Center in March and April. It shows parts of the Muslim world have the most negative image of the U.S. According to the survey, only 11% of people in Pakistan have a favorable view of America. Most Jordanians held a similar view, with only 14% of them approving of the U.S. America is also regarded unfavorably in Egypt and the Palestinian territories, with nearly 1 in 6 people there having a positive image of the country. In Turkey, only 1 in 5 sees the U.S. positively. This is while 70% of Indonesians and 81% of Malaysians were more inclined toward China.
Elsewhere, Bahrain's opposition has condemned Wednesday's car explosion near a mosque in Rifa, the country's second largest city. The opposition has slammed those behind the blast and said any efforts to terrorize people, especially in places of worship, are rejected. The government had earlier accused the opposition of being behind the Rifa blast, but opposition says the incident is part of a campaign by the Manama regime to tarnish the opposition's image ahead of planned August rallies. An investigation has been launched into the explosion, which occurred while worshippers were in the mosque for an evening prayer ceremony. No casualties were reported there. Saeed Shahabi from the Bahrain Freedom Movement joins us now from London. Mr. Shahabi, how would you dissect the situation in the incident that recently occurred in Rifa?
Thank you very much. It is clear that the regime was behind it because Bahrainis, first of all, are not inclined towards violence. The violence is done by the regime, who killed more than 140 people, while none of the Al Khalifa members has ever been injured in the past 200 years. So this is number one. Number two, Bahrainis will never target people who worship, and because they in fact encourage people to go to worship. And number three, they have always encouraged social fabrics to come together and to have a unified stance, both Shias and Sunnis. So there is a lot of respect across the border, across the sectarian divide, and there is a lot of cooperation. However, the regime is under a lot of pressure, especially after confirmed reports of the regime's torturers taking unprecedented steps to stop people from going to streets and also to engage in shameless torture of men and women. Last week's admission by a woman, or testimony by a woman, Rayhana Al-Musawi, at a court that she had been stripped naked while in custody, and she is still in custody, and in addition to other forms of torture, has really put the regime at the spotlight. So this act of violence is an attempt by the regime to deflect the opinion away from the flagrant violations of human rights by its agents.
Mr. Shahabi, in the past, the Al Khalifas have carried out a wide array of attacks on places of worship and religious venues. They've destroyed mosques, they've assaulted religious figures, but those actions didn't receive proper attention or condemnation.
Unfortunately, the regime itself has been engaged, as you correctly mentioned, in destroying places of worship. More than 40 mosques were demolished. Until now, worshippers in mosques are being targeted, intimidated, surrounded by torturers and members of the death squads. This is in addition to the policy of religious discrimination, as being confirmed by international human rights bodies. The Bahrainis are peaceful people. They want a change in regime. They do not want Al Khalifa to continue running the country as a private business. They do not want this hereditary dictatorship, which is not in line with the international codes of conduct. And also, they do not want foreigners to come and occupy the country as the Saudis are doing. So because of that, the regime is targeting the activists, especially they have called for a day of action next month to coincide with the day of independence on the 14th of August, when in 1971, the British withdrew from Bahrain. And for that day, the people are expected to go en masse and challenge the authority of the Al-Khalifa, and of course to challenge the Saudi occupation of the country. Because of that, the regime wants to deflect the attention, to really mix the cars together in order to prevent such a mass movement taking place. It has already targeted activists. Many of them have been arrested and tortured in the past 3-4 weeks. And the situation is as grim as ever. And the relation between the people and the regime has really been severed. I do not believe that there will ever be a relation between the people of Bahrain and the ruling Al-Khalifa family.
Thank you very much. From London, that was Saeed Shahabi from the Bahrain Freedom Movement.